other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we have now started another live transmission, another live edition of the Alex Jones Show, and obviously I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've got the chief researcher over at Judicial Watch joining us in about 30 minutes. Talk about several issues concerning our government and Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. Here's one of their press releases, FBI protects Osama bin Laden's right to privacy in new government document release. And this has been out for a few months, but it's still very important and illustrates a bunch of different facets of the globalist operations that we see that are ongoing. We'll also ask, why is Pakistan a safe haven for bin Laden's fighters? Well, why were they flown out to safety by the U.S. and Pakistani governments? So that is coming up in about 30 minutes. Then, he had been on with us in a few weeks, whole Joseph Watson will be joining us to talk about a whole cornucopia of important news items and issues. We've also got some interesting clips. One of the 9/11 chief whitewashers, the co-chairman, Lee Hamilton, was on C-SPAN a few weeks ago. I heard about this, but Paul was sent the video link, and so he's grabbed some of the audio of callers, and over half of the callers on the hour-long show, we're talking about government involvement and prior knowledge in 9/11. And Lee Hamilton looks like a deer in the headlights, like so many of these cockroaches, when they get exposed. China orders all blogs to register. This is out of the Associated Press, and San Francisco's trying to do that. The federal government's trying to regulate free speech on the internet and saying, well, we just want to register you and tax you and decide if you're allowed to have free speech, but it's freedom. And anti-Bush protesters get arrested when pro-Bush lovers are allowed to go out and basically worship him. Clinton did similar stuff, but it's really heating up under Bush. Interesting article here. Man with bloody chainsaw let into the U.S., held for extradition. He was allowed in with a bloody chainsaw from Canada into the U.S., and then he went and allegedly killed some people. And, I mean, you could take one look at him from his mugshot, just a total psychopathic twit. And, well, that just shows you we've all got to have our new national ID cards through the driver's license. We've got to be tracked and traced and face scanning cameras everywhere, police pulling us over to checkpoints. And at the same time, we've got just masses of people every day, tens of thousands pouring across the southern and northern border, and Bush has told the Border Patrol to stand down, to just let these people in. Hey, we've got open borders. It's the Union of American States. It's the Pan-American Union. Just 2 weeks ago, Reuters had a big article covering this about how a CFR panel has recommended to the government that they do this, and the government agrees with them. So the war on terror is a fraud. But I really haven't talked enough about the good news here in the last week. Bilderberg scared, European nationalism throwing wrench into plans. This is by James P. Tucker, and it mirrors the information that we got with another reporter documenting Bilderberg Group, who was on with us a week ago. Things are not going as planned. They're having a lot of problems here in the end game. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here in America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Second segment, 8 minutes, 10 seconds into this first hour. We have Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations for Judicial Watch, coming on in about 22 minutes to discuss with us why Pakistan is a safe haven for bin Laden and how the FBI is protecting Osama bin Laden's right to privacy in new document releases. So we'll be talking about that coming up. And then, of course, he hasn't joined us in a couple of weeks, so I'm looking forward to having him on with us, Paul Joseph Watson, my great webmaster over at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, we also have InfoWars.net and InfoWars.com. All right, let's just plunge into the news. First off, you know that there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars being spent on fake newscasts around the country. These are packaged to look like real newscasts. They are packaged to look like they are independent. But local news stations, local TV stations are being paid by the federal government to air these. I'm sure you know about Armstrong Williams and the hundreds of thousands of dollars, 200 and something thousand dollars, that he got to push one federal program. And he said, hey, leave me alone, media, or I'm going to talk about all the other people that are being paid off. And now it's come out until it just gets maybe mentioned in the back of the paper, if that. Hundreds of other prominent people on the payroll. And now the media is saying, hey, what's the big deal if the federal government covertly pays us to have a certain view as pundits or as reporters? So there's many examples of this, and folks, that's not a sign of a free society. That's about as bad as it gets. But I focus so much on news, classical, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, Clear Channel, what people like that are doing. I focus mainly on those establishment hosts out there that are toeing the line, many of them just because that's their political view, so they're chosen because they have this bootlicking pro-establishment posture. But we got from the declassified documents back in the 70s, Operation Mockingbird, where a lot of key editors at newspapers and magazines, mainly print media, because then TV media and other broadcast media like radio then just uses the news as a script, really unconsciously. They just cover the news that's in the newspaper, and, you know, that's the news, instead of looking behind the scenes. So most of the payoffs and real government operatives in high places are in the print media. That's just the nature of it. And so that's published, that's documented, that's admitted. And because the alternative press is becoming so robust and so truly diverse in its ideas and reporting, it's hurting the old mainline print media and broadcast television media. And we've talked a lot about how readership is down, circulation is down 60-plus percent in the last decade, almost 12% national average for 2004. Some newspapers down as much as 16.5% in some of the worst cases we've seen, whereas alternative media is exploding. And so we've seen the new tactic. I mean, it's always been there on the net since it became popular in the last 8-9 years, but we've seen it accelerate with disinfo agents out there teaming up with people that are egomaniacs and have sour grapes, basically along those lines, to try to discredit the alternative media itself. And an example of that is Talon News Service and the male whore, the male prostitute, Jeff Gannon, Guckert, whatever his name is, today. There are countless examples of this. But something that they're also trying, San Francisco, the city council's trying to regulate and tax any website that has a political view or comment. And that's just the beginning. The sheriff in L.A., is working with the ADL trying to pass a law to arrest all anti-immigration activists and anyone else that's really, I mean, I'm serious, folks. I have his quotes from the New York Daily News and other publications, and bring you in and register you and interrogate you, kind of like a sex offender. Well, that's the analogy he used. And we now see the Federal Elections Commission talking about regulating and taxing and controlling political comments and political commentariats on the web. And, of course, we've had the folks on from, you know, Memphis, Tennessee, where he gets a call. Everybody on the parade route of Bush gets a call 3 days before he's going to be driving through town and says, take down any signs against Bush. And the guy said, well, I don't have any signs against Bush, but I'm a Vietnam veteran. I fought for this country. I'm going to put a sign up there now. And he talked to his neighbors. It happened to them. And then we got reports from other states. I mean, you know, the guy in the shopping mall in upstate New York, the city lawyer, wearing a Peace on Earth shirt. Well, they thought the word peace meant he was a peace activist. They said, take the shirt off. And he said, well, I can't not have a shirt on. No. And so they arrested him. And, you know, that was private property, so they've got their weird excuse, but it shows the mentality. What about all these protesters that are peacefully standing on the sidewalk who are standing next to pro-Bush people and the anti-Bush people, get told, you're not allowed to protest, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave, and they do arrest them, and then courts convict them. Or what about up in Philadelphia, they tried to give 7 Christians 47 years in prison apiece. Bush's U.S. attorney was helping bring the charges with the city, trying to put him in jail for praying on a street corner. And thank God they had video of everything that had happened, that they'd done absolutely nothing wrong. But still, because the other crowd that the Outfest was basically trying to attack them. The police said it was their fault for being there and charged them with terrorism. And now we get it from Jim Tucker. We get it from other reporters. Mr. Estolan, who's been covering Bilderberg for 13 years, award-winning journalist. But the Bilderberg group is panicking. They're throwing fits. They're angry. They know the EU is in trouble. They saw it coming a month and a half ago, what just happened last week or 2 weeks ago now, with France throwing out the expansion of the EU, the Netherlands throwing it out, a bunch of other countries now starting to say they'll throw it out, the EU coming to a grinding halt. As we get deeper and deeper into this new world order, they're going to have more and more resistance and more problems. They're down to end game now. They've got us cornered, but they're learning that we are the 800-pound gorilla, and they're a little scrawny, inbred zombies. They can't do anything to us. We're like cave bears. It will just stop being intimidated and take action. And so we've got it from our inside Bilderberg group sources that they want to target real patriots, real conservatives, the truth movement. And we're seeing that. We're seeing the ADL turn up the heat. We're seeing the Southern Poverty Law Center turn up the heat. We're seeing, again, all these big magazines and newspapers and TV shows. Fox News has attacked me lately. All just en masse attacking this broadcast specifically. And then that's pressure from above. Then they've got from below just ad nauseum lies and twisting and good pieces and ridiculous propaganda. And you know what? The listenership is only getting bigger. It's only getting new listeners. It's only helping us. Because when the New American or when the publications like Vanity Fair and American Legion and the Washington Post and the New York Times attack us, or when Schwarzenegger's biographer, Mr. Lemming, what a fitting name, on a big syndicated radio show this morning was trying to attack me, I just went ahead and savaged him right back. And again, there's nothing they can do other than carry out terror attacks. And it looks like if they do that, the globalists do that, it's going to backfire on them. So with all these different types of propaganda going on, their biggest push that we don't focus enough on is drama, is fiction. And I really am going to try to force myself to start watching this and tracking this and covering it more, because this is where it's at. The general public doesn't even watch the news. The general public doesn't even know where their state capital is. They can't find Iraq on a map. That is the mass of people that are literally drooling watching football. Of the political-minded people, we are now the majority. We are winning, but we're still a minority because the group that's even involved is a minority in and of itself, and then we're part of that minority. But we are the most powerful segment and the majority group in the political, the politically active. But when you're watching a movie or you are reading a book, you have suspended disbelief when you're watching a fictional account. I mean, I know that I will, you know, go in and watch a movie and make myself not be you know, critical, because I just want to forget about the world for a little while and watch the film. But you really can't do that because it's dangerous. And that's where we're just seeing the unbelievable propaganda right now. I mean, it is ultra massive. You know, I never even played the audio from it. I never even really talked about it. Harry Shearer, a Bohemian Grove member, Hollywood actor, voice of some of the Simpsons characters, Spinal Tap, you know, all of those movies. He's in a whole bunch of them. Waiting for Guffman, you know, all those. Best in Show. He made a whole film just attacking me called Teddy Bear's Picnic. And, you know, it makes fun of these kooks, these rednecks from Texas who break into the Bohemian Grove, and we're a bunch of idiots. I love it. Again, keep it coming. But still, I should have reviewed this. I should have played audio on the show. I'm going to do that, by the way, coming up soon. There's several other movies that attack me. We need to do that. We need to counter this. It's important, and it's a lot of fun at the same time. So, in the spirit of exposing the propaganda in fiction, we'll expose oil storm when we get back.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against a gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
On air yesterday, we got a couple calls about some new show on FX. Then last night, people in person walked up to me on the street and brought it up. And I got the same thing every time. It's like it's real. They use real newscasters and real anchors and real footage of other disasters. And then don't even tell you that it's a drama during the film. Well, it's like us back about 4 years ago, even before 9/11. They had a five-night special that started on a Thursday and ran to the next Monday on Nightline, where they were smallpox had been released, martial law. They were arresting everyone, forced inoculations, and then they tried to really have that program 3 years ago with forced inoculations of the police, but they refused. They then wanted to have the enforcers go out and force it on the public, and then that would be used, that whole smokescreen of hysteria, to bring in martial law and to basically never exit from that new political atmosphere. And so much of TV is like this now. I mean, they've got shows like Boston Legal that we played clips of where the new American value is torture. So he broke an innocent man's arm, but he thought it was to save a girl. Torture is a great American value. Alberto Gonzalez is for it, and we should all accept it and go along with it. I mean, they came right out and said it. And folks, it's almost every show now. So here is a little piece. You know, terrorists are going to get you. The oil prices are going to explode. By the way, Henry Kissinger at the Bilderberg Group and others, we have this from Tucker and Estelon, two different reporters with moles inside, at the meeting a month and a half ago in Germany. They're talking about a year from now, oil doubling in price. Doubling in price, $120 a barrel. And so, yeah, we're talking about $6, $7 at the pump by the time that translates down to the refineries and then on to the general public. Because when it goes up that much, it adds even more once it gets to your pump. So here is the audio from the video of the fear-mongering by the new Pentagon propaganda channel. Now, I don't mean their new official Pentagon propaganda channel. I mean their unofficial one, FX. Here it is.
It has already begun.
Two ships collided.
Hundreds are feared dead with emergency services unable to cope.
A chain of events.
Million barrels of oil gone.
That will spark fear.
A killer blow to the economy.
Create panic and result in a catastrophe that will change our lives forever.
Americans didn't realize how fragile their existence was.
Oil Storm, an FX original event, Sunday, June 5th. America's lifeline has been severed.
And watching that minute of video with the audio, it shows Seattle police beating people, real footage. It shows real news anchors, real footage of ships colliding. And what they're doing is getting you ready for the controlled IMF riots. They're called the IMF riots. We've had, of course, Craig Palestine. We've covered the documents that were leaked. Joseph Stiglitz quit the IMF and refused to go along with it. Over 1,000 pages were released, actually 2,000 pages of IMF and World Bank documents where they said, okay, Argentina's done what we told them. Now we're going to pull the economy out from under them, now that we've issued them national ID cards, this is actually in the documents, and we're going to double and triple oil and water prices in a week. There'll be riots. That'll help get martial law going and then really tank the economy, and then we can go in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar that we don't already own. I mean, it's incredible. Just type Alex Jones, Greg Palast into a search engine. It should be one of the top links. He's got the transcript of our interview where we went over the documents on his website, gregpalast.com. A presenter, of course, for BBC, writer for the London Guardian, and documentary filmmaker. But this is by design. I'm not saying they're going to do this, but all of these little shows they put out are in preparation for that, teaching us how to respond, teaching us what to do. I mean, on the Nightline special, finally on the fifth night, they had government officials on. They had government, you know, members of the White House on, going along with the simulated attack, going along with how real all this was. And people all over the country were calling ABC. They were panicking. They thought that, you know, that this was really going on. So look out when you're watching television, because that's where the majority of the propaganda lies. They know you're paying attention to mainstream media. They know you're dissecting and chronicling and tracking that. But they still are aware that when you're relaxed, eating dinner or whatever, or getting ready for bed, that you're wide open to their mind control. So a word to the wise is sufficient. Got a big guest coming up. More news and your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're about to be talking to the Director of Investigations for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell, here in just a second. But before we do that, my new film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, we've added some additional showings here in Austin at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. We had two showings Friday night. It sold out by last week. Tonight's showing, it sold out. We added another showing next Thursday night, on the 16th at 7:30 at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. That will be sold out very soon, so you better get your tickets online or at the door if you want to do that for next Thursday. And so now we're offering one more showing the week after that, Thursday the 23rd at 8 p.m., Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. So it's been a great success, and I love getting a chance to meet you and see all the great people out there that love freedom and know what really happened on 9/11 and are concerned about the police state. If you want to get a hard copy on DVD or VHS of this mini-series I've made, 3 hours long, three different films, The Police State, What Really Happened on 9/11, and then we spend an hour on the globalists and who they are and what their master plan is, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where all 12 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books, a bunch of other films, we've been authorized to poster there, my weekly TV report. It's all there, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all those that have signed up and have given us so much support. It's allowed us to expand the amount of webmasters we have and the amount of news we put out and the research we do. So I commend you. And if you want to call and get my new film or any of my great films or any of the other films I carry, like Jews of Preservation of Firearms, Ownerships, Innocence Betrayed Video, The Truth About the Second Amendment, How Important It Is to Stop Genocide, or the USS Liberty Attack, What Really Happened to the USS Liberty. I mean, those are the type of other videos that I carry that are so important. There's a lot of big specials we're offering right now, so when you call, be sure and ask about those. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or as I said, order copies off InfoWars.com. I haven't had Judicial Watch on in about a year, and we have the director on about a year ago, and of course many times in the past, their old president, Larry Klayman, who's just done so much good work exposing the corruption in our government with Clinton and Bush. But this is the first time I've been honored to have Chris Farrell on with us, and he is the director of investigations. Chris, thanks for coming on.
Alex, great to be on your show. Thank you.
You bet.
You got to bring your movies here to D.C. You need to have your own showing right here at Union Station.
I'd love to do it. I bet you've been busy here in the last few years.
Indeed. I've been with Judicial Watch just over 6 years now, and I've seen us go from kicking up occasional dust storms to really growing into an organization that I jokingly say is an equal opportunity offender. We offend everybody, and the more people complain, the more I know we're doing our job right.
I want to get into Bin Laden being protected, the Bush-Bin Laden connections that you guys were talking about and exposing before 9/11. I mean, really, saw the curve there, knew it was going to happen. But what are some of the latest lawsuits against government that you've been involved in?
I think the hottest one, like you mentioned, of course, we were pointing at the Carlyle Group and the Bush connection and the Bin Laden connections there and complaining about that long before 9/11 ever happened. But most recently, we have been astounded by a position that the FBI and the Department of Justice have taken in making sure that Osama bin Laden's right to privacy is protected. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. The FBI and the Department of Justice have gone out of their way, have been fighting us tooth and nail in federal court to protect the privacy rights of Osama bin Laden. You see, back in October of 2003, a fellow named Craig Unger wrote an article in Vanity Fair magazine about how a bunch of Saudi royal family members and bin Laden family members were shuttled out of the country right after 9/11 on specially arranged flights. We picked up on that, did some additional work, and came up with even more folks, an additional list of bin Laden and Saudi royal family members taken out of the country on flights that were chartered. And, in fact, the FBI acted like a limousine service. They escorted these people to the airport and got them out of the country.
And it's over 160 now.
Oh, it's over 300.
Oh, excuse me.
There's the list that Craig Unger came up with. Then there's the list that we came up with. We talked to Craig. We shared information and collaborated to a certain degree.
To make sure you weren't duplicating it.
Exactly. Bingo. And you know, Craig was floored. We were floored. We provided this information to the 9/11 Commission, and they pretty much did a lot of double talk and wrote it off, didn't really, you know, come up with any real hard findings.
You mean the Whitewash Commission?
There you go. And let me tell you, you know, these aren't documents, you know, we've dreamed up. This is stuff provided to us by Customs and Border Protection. These are government documents. This isn't us running around doing interviews or a lot of wishful thinking. These are government documents.
Yeah, good people in the government were upset about this.
Exactly. So now you take that a step further. We asked more questions of the FBI, the Department of Justice. They come back and start producing documents, and this is the kicker. This shows you the institutionalized mentality here in D.C. They were so upset by that Vanity Fair article back in October 2003 that the FBI went out and conducted an additional investigation, a CYA investigation showing how they did everything right and Mr. Unger's article is all wrong because we're good boys and we did all the right things.
Well, that's the comment I wanted to make. I mean, in the 3 days after 9/11, all commercial air traffic is grounded. The Miami Herald even reported on the FBI pulling up, loading them on planes, taking off for Saudi Arabia. But then the media did a bait and switch. They went, oh, 7 days later, there were some more flights, and air traffic wasn't grounded then. So they did a bait and switch and focused on 7 days later and other flights and went, oh, you're all discredited, knowing the average person isn't going to go research and see the bait and switch hidden in plain view.
Exactly, Alex. You hit the nail right on the head. I mean, you have to get into the nitty-gritty here, and you have to track each individual listing on this manifest of passengers and check and match up birth dates and visa categories and see what dates that they, you know, who left when. And only when you get down at the nitty gritty do you see folks leaving way earlier than that. Not a week later. This is a matter of days after 9/11. On the 13th, there's special flights going out. So what the kicker to us was the FBI went through this huge nut roll exercise to make sure that they could present a report to the White House that they were all doing the right thing and no one did anything bad. And they said that they screened all these people and approved their departure out of the country. And let me tell you something, the volume that people were talking about, it takes hours to do a proper debrief. If you're going to seriously do an intelligence debriefing of somebody...
No, they were getting this embarrassment to the White House out of the country.
Right, right. I mean, so what they've done is they've produced this report and they've made these redactions or these whiteout marks in the report. And in there... they're citing, they're making references to news reports that are talking about who's leaving the country when. And all these blank outs that they've made have to do with Osama bin Laden and the bin Laden family. And the reason we know that is because they footnoted everything and then listed all the news articles in an annex to the report. So all you have to do is kind of reverse engineer it, check the footnotes and look back at what they're making reference to.
Well, we've seen that in a lot of documents where the government will release a document and black out certain parts and other time black out others. You just take the same document and lay them over each other, you got the whole thing.
Exactly, exactly. And this is a perfect example of that. But what's incredible is in a 43-page sworn statement, a sworn declaration by an FBI FOIA officer, they say that if they did release it, the information concerning bin Laden's privacy or bin Laden's name, it would be violating his privacy rights, and that they've done a balancing test, and the balancing test is the person's privacy versus the public's right to know. And guess what side the FBI came down?
Well, I've got copies of the documents that are on judicialwatch.org's website. They fell on the side of Osama, Mr. CIA bin Laden, but. But, I mean, here's the problem with this. They have the guy on the FBI's most wanted list. APB's out for him. But here, let's not release any information on him because that would violate his privacy.
Exactly. And the more disturbing thing is they supposedly are supposed to do this test where they evaluate the public's right to know versus his privacy. Well, guess what, American public? You lose. Osama bin Laden's privacy, the government has made the decision that Osama bin Laden's privacy is more important than the American public's right to know about the largest attack and, you know, catastrophe, terrorism-wise, in the country's history. And they have all these alerts out. They're supposedly beating the bushes, trying to find them, et cetera, et cetera. Baloney. Baloney.
Did you hear about Buzzy Krongard, number three at the CIA, told the Times of London about 4 months ago, 5 months ago? He said, hey, we don't want to capture bin Laden.
Well, they don't. I mean, here's the deal. If bin Laden is captured in Pakistan, President Musharraf is gone. Somebody will kill him within days. If his government turned people over, guaranteed that radicals within the country of Pakistan, Musharraf wouldn't last a week. And the Bush administration doesn't want that to happen. They want Musharraf where he is.
Whatever happened with General Mahmoud Ahmed the week of 9/11 meeting and on the morning of 9/11 with Porter, Goss, and Graham, over that breakfast, and the New York Times reporting on $100,000 wired by Mahmoud Ahmed to Muhammad Atta.
That you've got me on. I'm in over my head. I don't know enough information about that.
Well, I tell you, I mean, it's just time and time again. Bush says arrest anybody that's got business dealings with the bin Ladens, but I have it on video. We played the clip here of Larry Klayman before he left Judicial Watch up there with Robert Wright and David Chippers at the National Press Club, and he said, here's the letter. We've been threatened with arrest. We tell you what we know. All we can say is the Bushes, vacation with the Bin Ladens. You ever see that clip?
I was there. I was standing there when that occurred.
The Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. So are you guys still under this national security threat? Or?
Well, I mean, poor Mr. Wright has been put through the grinder, as you might imagine. And we're going to do everything we can to protect his rights and see what can be done for him. But as you well know, very often the process is the punishment. You know what I mean? They're not interested necessarily
in... You can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride.
There you go. There you go. And in this case, you know, every time we turn up another document like we have with these, you know, with these connections between the Bin Ladens and the Bushes, or we show Iraqi oil field maps that were released in July of 2003 that are actually dated March 2001, which shows that, you know, the Bush administration through the Cheney Energy Task Force were evaluating Iraqi oil drilling areas. And
yeah, we don't have to believe Clark. We don't have to believe O'Neill.
Just look at their own documents.
Their own documents. And then we got Cheney in September of 2000, before he's even in the White House, saying in a PNAC document it's all about oil.
There you go.
So are they ever going to be held accountable? I mean, I know you guys have sued over those documents.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, the thing that killed me was I wrote the press release on July 17th of 2002 saying, hey, look, or 2003, saying, hey, look, here's Iraqi oil field maps, and the administration in March 2001 is looking at it and wondering what foreign companies are going after these exploratory oil fields. I release it, nothing from the press. I mean, not a peep. Suddenly, Mr. O'Neill writes his book with David Susskind, you know, the following December, and everyone's hyperventilating about these maps in his book. It's old news, folks. This has been out there for a while. It's been churned around, and we just keep...
Well, they covered it when O'Neill talked about it because they could claim it was sour grapes.
Well, sure. I mean, that's a way to discredit it and to just kind of poo-poo the whole thing and say, oh, it's nothing, it's nothing. This is just a disgruntled former employee kind of routine. But, I mean, we keep slugging away, and that's why, you know, when it comes to the documents like this Bin Laden's right to privacy release and all the other documents, remember now, this is just one example of a huge universe of documents you're going after. I mean, these are hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents that we get to pour through, and they try to redact them, but we're fighting them every step of the way. And, you know, this is not the last you've heard on this one particular issue.
Well, I mean, the Bushes, when it comes to judicial tyranny, when it comes to Alberto Gonzalez saying Bush is above the law and can do whatever he wants, I mean, I can't stand Bill Clinton. I mean, I was with you guys all the way on Bill Clinton. I'm with you all the way on Bush. I mean, where does it end? Is it just a bottomless pit of arrogance?
It is. I mean, somebody was just talking to me about another whistleblower we represented who was working at the UN, a lady named Linda Shenwick. And, you know, Linda Shenwick was a whistleblower who did some great work. She pointed out a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse at the UN. But, of course, Madeleine Albright and company hammered her. They went after her and just tried to, you know, make the woman's life a living hell. We brought a whistleblower lawsuit on her behalf that eventually settled. But in the process of trying to defend against that lawsuit, the Bush administration hired Gregory Craig, Clinton's defense attorney from impeachment, and cut a contract to him for $1.46 million to defend against Linda Shenwick. Linda Shenwick was giving information about the UN that the Bush administration used in their campaign. Figure that one out.
Well, I mean, now the Bush's vacation, not just with the Bin Ladens, but with Clinton. He's a surrogate member of the family, according to Clinton's own comments. That's the Boston Globe. But shifting gears, one of the most arrogant and just out-of-control, in-your-face things Bush did was have his former Secretary of State, James Baker, run defense for him for the Saudis and block the victims of 9/11's lawsuits.
I agree. I mean, it's outrageous. Well, how about when we sued for the Clinton pardon documents, the Bush administration has fought us for the last 5 years on not releasing Clinton's last-minute pardon documents. When the appeals court, we won in the district court, they appealed it, we won in the appeals court. The appeals court here ordered the Justice Department to turn over the pardon documents. Guess what they did? They turned them over, all blacked out. 915 pages of blacked out magic marker markings. There's the Bush administration for you, covering for the Clintons.
And appointing anti-gun people, appointing open border promoters. Man, I mean, are they basically invincible? Can they do whatever they want?
It's all about consolidating power and maintaining or achieving and maintaining the status quo. Once they get at this level, you know, job number one is getting elected. Job number two is getting reelected. And everything else follows that. And, you know, they'll bump and bruise each other a little bit. You know, the different sides, left and right, will push back and forth a little bit. They'll scratch and bruise, but no one ever delivers the death blow. No one ever really rips the cover off stuff. They just keep kind of nudging each other around. And then there's organizations like our own Judicial Watch. We get in there, we try to dig away, get at the facts, and we create all sorts of uncomfortable and awkward questions that these folks have to answer.
And they hate it. Well, I really want to thank you, Chris Farrell, coming on with us. And the website is judicialwatch.org. And you guys got a radio show, too, don't you?
Indeed. And also, of course, a newsletter folks can get on our website as well.
Is there a phone number for folks?
The best is 202-646-5172 or 888-JW-ETHIC.
If people want to support you.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Chris.
Thanks so much, Alex.
Take care. A bunch of news. Paul Watson coming up. Your call. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight, piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Coming up in the next hour, we got Paul Watson joining us to cover a massive news and, of course, take your calls. And speaking of calls, we're going to, for the purposes of analyzing it and dissecting it, play four or five phone calls. There's about 50 of them, but we'll play a few of them. Of Lee Hamilton, one of the vice whitewashers on the 9/11 Commission and Omissions panel, being grilled by callers on C-SPAN, and I've watched part of it. I've heard about it from people that have seen the whole thing. I mean, the majority of the callers were calling in talking about government prior knowledge, government involvement. So that is coming up in the next hour as well. We'll also talk about this guy with the chainsaw, bloody chainsaw, walking across the border, and they just let him on through, and then he killed some people. But we've all got to have national ID cards because the terrorists are going to get us. So now I'm going to go to your calls, but I'm giving each caller a minute because I want to get to everybody. Robert in Colorado, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Three quick points. Number one, right off the bat, listening to George Nuri last night on Coast to Coast AM, he said that Thursday of next week was going to be the date of the 911 roundtable.
Yes.
So just be aware of that. Oh, you already knew about it?
I have been told that they were going to finalize it yesterday. I didn't call them, and I believe I'm going to be on there.
Okay, well, hopefully you are, and if you are, I will be listening.
Did he mention he was going to be on it?
No, he didn't. He didn't go into specifics. He just said Thursday next week, but yeah. I'm sure you're going to get an invite. So, got to be by the channel for that. What's really going on at GM? They're selling their cars at employee cost, but yet they say they're going to get rid of 25,000 people in the next 3 years, close down plants while they're all
well, I mean, you know that Walmart is three times bigger than GM.
Sure.
Home Depot is bigger than GM.
Sure.
Manufacturing is leaving this country. GM is on the verge of bankruptcy, according to many analysts, and they are moving almost everything to China and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I hear their junk bond status has been devalued or something.
Yeah, they're not doing too well.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
could they really go under the largest world's largest automaker? They could really cease to exist?
I don't know if that's going to happen, but they're definitely imploding and will probably be a lot smaller than they were. And there's a lot of moves to try to shore them up, and it could easily be bought by a foreign company.
Gary. Okay, one last quick point. Now, you know United Airlines is dropping its pension plan.
Yes.
And I hear that Delphi, which is a parts maker, is making rumblings about doing the same thing.
Yeah, no, they changed 2 years ago. I don't know if you were listening then, but 2 years ago I talked about they changed quote, the cash balance accounts, but really it changed the law where they, quote, don't have any liability to pay you your pension money.
Mm-hmm.
That's paid on will. Now, people already have contracts in the past that are still valid, but with new pension funds, they're just not going to offer them to new employees, or you're not really going to own your own pension.
Wow. So you think it's coming pattern like other companies, Southwest Airlines, American, even companies that
Sir, all I know is they changed the law or they can take your money. Thanks for the call. I mean, it doesn't look good, does it? Malta in Denmark. Malta, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I just putting a book from about how the enemy, I mean, you're like the border is wide open from the Second World War, when our foreign minister had a meeting with the foreign minister in Rostock, Germany, about with no one should shoot on the German forces when they come, and that was just what happened. Like on new border now. I mean, it was already states then. So, yeah, I don't know, but...
You're saying that before your country got invaded...
German invasion of Denmark, there was a meeting on the in northern Germany.
Yeah, no, your government stood down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was aware of that, yeah.
Yeah.
History repeats itself, Malta. Same thing's going on here. Thank you. Andy and many, many others, your calls are up when we get back.
Introducing...